Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are slowly starting to see some of the legal manifestations of what happened during COVID and with some of the unfortunate, whether it was a lockdown, whether it was a violation of some mask rule, or in this particular case, it was a woman that coughed on another woman on purpose. And she got sentenced to 6 months jail time. So I don't know if you remember this video. This video went viral. It was last June, where a woman not wearing a mask, this was in, I believe, Jacksonville, Florida, and I can't really play the audio because there's some cuss words in it, but there was a woman in Jacksonville, Florida, that you see in the video, she being videotaped by somebody who apparently had cancer. And we don't really know too much of the exchange that happened beforehand, but it probably had to do with her not wearing a mask. And the woman videotaping was a cancer patient. And the woman being videotaped, her name is Deborah Hunter. And the woman taping, I believe, is a Miss Heather Sprague. And Hunter was seen without a mask. It was at, I believe, Pier 1 Imports. And she was at a checkout counter, and it looked like she was mad that somebody had approached her or was videotaping her about, let's say, the mask issue. And so she gave a couple fingers, gave a couple gestures, and then she decides to walk up to the person holding the camera and cough on him. And it was kind of a deep cough. Then she walks away, takes her kid, and goes. Well, that person was a cancer patient, ended up having to pay for a COVID test. I don't know if they ended up having COVID, but apparently it did cause a lot of turmoil in their lives. And so the first woman who coughed is now facing jail time. I think she's going to be able to get probation. I think her lawyer was able to get it knocked down to a fine, probation, but she was technically sentenced to 30 days in jail. She served one of them when she was arrested, as the cough was assault. Now, we don't believe she had COVID, but the cough was technically assault. And so, you know, we're going to have all these new legal rules, these new legal precedents set because of COVID. I told you, we're not going to ever go back to pre-COVID. We might go back to handshaking. We might go back to work. We might go back to school. But our approach to public health, our approach to shopping, our approach to, you know, the way we interact with others and the way we interact when there's a bug or flu season or cough or cold season or whatever is now going to change, such that if you cough on somebody on purpose, right, you could go to jail. She also has to get some anger management classes. So, you know, there's obviously more to this story, but if coughing on a person is going to put somebody now at risk for criminal prosecution, and then we're talking about jail time, you know, and then if a cough is going to be assault, what else is going to be assault? So how many people slept with somebody who in turn gave them an STD? An STD can kill. Will that be assault? Now somebody could say, well, you know, they didn't know they had an STD. Well, what if this person didn't know they had COVID? And if they coughed, and look, the lady is a piece of work. I mean, I saw the video. She didn't have to do that. All right? I mean, you know, if somebody came up to her and was complaining about a mask, ignore them or wear the mask or just get the heck out of the store and move on. You know, it was aggressive to go up to a person's face and cough on them. It's disgusting. But if that's going to be considered assault, even if she didn't have COVID and didn't give her COVID, then what about an STD? You know, what if you break wind in front of somebody, okay? And they can't handle the smell, and they throw up and they vomit, and then they get esophageal erosions from the acid that came up their stomach. I'm not being facetious. I mean, if somebody's bodily function can be considered assault, if there's intent and there's proven intent, their lawyers are going to be busy, very busy. You know, and somebody could say, yeah, you know, but people fart by accident. Not always. Some people strategize it. But like, well, you know, I could fart near that crowded group, or I could fart near this person who's going to, you know, look at me odd, or I could just, you know, let it out here. There is, you know, sometimes it is choreographed. Sometimes it is planned. So, you know, we're going to see more and more as the months and years unfold on what are considered crimes. Do I think somebody should get off scot-free for going up to a person and coughing on them? No. I think it's disgusting. I think they could spread tuberculosis. They could spread flu. They could spread pneumonia. It is a form of assault. And so I understand why she got in trouble. The only thing is there's going to be a slew of conjecture when it comes to he coughed on purpose. No, I didn't. I cleared my throat. No, you coughed on purpose. I mean, where is this going to go? And I'm telling you right now, when I have patients call in and they sound like they have an STD, and it was, you know, with a, you know, one-night stand, are all one-night stands now going to be criminally prosecuted for giving somebody an STD? Now, technically, you can be prosecuted in some states if you knowingly have HIV, lie to a person, and sleep with them. But again, that's why we tell everybody, if you're going to sleep with somebody, wear a condom. Assume everybody has HIV, whether they know or not. But coughs, sneezes, throat clearing, burps, you can burp and spread a respiratory disease. You know, some people will vomit when they hear somebody burp. Like, I cannot watch a video of somebody burping the ABCs. That's disgusting. You know, I remember my brother, we'd go, we got to listen to this. And then my brother could do it. My brother could do the ABCs burping. And it would just make me want to puke. I just couldn't. You know, I mean, the burp sound is funny, but I just can't hear it multiple times. Again, is that assault? If you're burping on purpose, you're not even trying to hold it in. Is that assault? So don't be surprised if, you know, you might get a subpoena. If you tick somebody off and sneeze all over, especially during allergy season. 1-877, that's Allie, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly's show. One of our listeners lives in New York, is not happy about the $15,000 600 payments that can go to undocumented immigrants living in New York when he didn't get that money from the stimulus packages. And I understand that has caused a huge stir, a huge controversy. As a physician, you know, looking at what we're dealing with COVID and grappling and what we're seeing with Brazil, and I believe Germany is now considering a lockdown as well, I do get concerned that we have migrant kids, we have thousands of people coming to the border that may, you know, not have had, you know, proper health measures, proper screening, and there's incentives for them to come. I mean, that's a lot of money. $15,600 to be in New York and to be undocumented, that's a huge draw. And so, you know, what is the Biden administration doing? Kamala Harris has received a lot of heat for being the czar. and still not being there on site, not a really good optic. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brodovich has said Vice President Kamala Harris has not responded to his invitation to visit the border his state shares with Mexico. Whether it's Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, a lot of places people could visit, a lot of areas that, you know, need attention. And there's video footage of Republican House Whip Steve Scalise and multiple other lawmakers on the border. And you could see migrants in the background being steered and directed by Border Patrol to go to a certain area to be processed. Several facilities are at maximum capacity. They say children are going hungry, sleeping on floors, assaulted, that the Border Patrol is so busy changing diapers that they don't have extra hands to manage the security aspect of it. You know, it's interesting because in the beginning, some people thought that this was just, you know, spoiled milk, spoiled grapes, or sour grapes, I should say, sour grapes, where people were upset that Biden won, and so this was a crisis that somebody could point to and say, you see, it's Biden's fault. But I think many of us, especially in the healthcare field, saw that this was trouble coming. And mind you, coming from family that had to escape the Holocaust or had to escape the Russian pogroms and, you know, had to escape conditions that were deadly. Coming to America was our chance to live. We became citizens, learned the language. And fortunately for me, I was born in America. I'm a first generation American on my father's side, second on my mom's or third on my mom's. So I'm very, very grateful for there being an immigration process. So seeing people fleeing, you know, where they live, you know, or sending their kids without a parent handing their kids off to somebody, it does signify that there is an element of fear, an element of danger that these people are escaping. And, you know, the question has arisen as to what happened during the Trump administration. Well, even though the borders were secure and we didn't have this current crisis, where did people go? What, you know, were people fine in their countries, or were they facing, you know, such hardships that, you know, they didn't make it. We aren't sure. I mean, people are coming from Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico. Are they fleeing the cartel? Are they fleeing poverty? Are they fleeing sickness? But we have a current crisis. This isn't a crisis that was made up by the media, but we have a current, in fact, the media has tried not to make a big deal about it. But when you see facilities where there's overcrowding, when you see kids without their parents, when you see kids without emotional support, when you see kids not learning, not being able to be in school, when you see, you know, kids in being dropped off in a desert with, you know, no food and water, and there could be snakes and scorpions and poisonous spiders and coyotes and, you know, or bad people that could abduct them. I mean, this is a very, very scary time, and the relaxed approach to immigration is fueling, unfortunately, a very dangerous situation, as people may have false hopes and put themselves in danger unnecessarily to get to America or to get extra funding or to be able to be processed. And so one thing that panics any medical professional is people in closed quarters. You know, one of the reasons why, you know, all 17 and 18 year olds need to get a meningitis vaccine, you'd think kids are pretty much done with their vaccines, is because if they do go to college or they're in a dormitory setting or they, you know, coalesce in crowds, which a lot of young people do, meningitis is deadly. And so we want them to get a meningitis vaccine. Nobody's even talking about meningitis with these kids. But that's just one of the thousands of things we are concerned about when you have people in crowds. So from a public health perspective, this is very deleterious. This is very serious. Republican, Democrat, I don't care what you are. This is not something that can sustain. And not only are these people's health in jeopardy, but where they go and where they live can also, unfortunately, you know, affect those around. I can't tell you how many diseases had unfortunately killed new populations as explorers and conquerors came to North America or came to other countries. You hear about the disease that spread and killed the natives because the natives were not accustomed to some of the pathogens that were brought over by people from other countries. Well, we've all experienced when we've traveled, getting diarrhea. Now, they call it Montezuma's Revenge, but it's not necessarily Montezuma's Revenge. We call it Traveler's Diarrhea, or we, you know, call it some sort of issue where we're in another country and we get sick because our body isn't used to the microbiome or, you know, the environmental bacteria and pathogens. So when you do have large groups of population coming in, even if they're not sick, they could change certain biological and pathogen makeups in local areas. And if people aren't accustomed to the bacteria or viruses, right, we could spread disease. Americans could spread disease in other countries and vice versa. Now, again, we don't make a big deal about it when it's just, you know, a family visiting or, you know, somebody on vacation or somebody traveling across the border. But when you're looking at migrant encounters jumping 71%, and you are looking at tens of thousands of people. I think right now, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection have encountered more than 172,000 people. This is a public health crisis. And we haven't even talked about COVID. So Kamala Harris being the czar, you know, it's interesting. I don't fault her completely for not being there yet, because it was kind of like what President Trump had done with Biden, saying, or had done with Pence, going, okay, you're going to be the COVID czar. I mean, you know, when a president says, right, you're czar, okay, they kind of need to be briefed, they need to come up with a plan, etc. And a photo op isn't what people need. What people need is, all right, guys, you know, we're going to send a message. You know, we're going to send funding, we're going to work with other countries, but we're going to do something immediately because somebody got the wrong memo, or they got the right memo and it backfired. And, you know, Biden was very clear in that he wanted to open the borders and he wanted to appease his constituents that he is going to be a president that is, you know, going to undo everything that Trump did and allow people from all countries to come in. Well, now we have this. You know, many things that get said politically from the Republican or Democratic side might sound very beautiful on paper, but once you start to break it down, you know, wait a second, you didn't think about this. Well, then how does this work? I mean, electric cars and outlets all over the place, that sounds great, but to save the planet, but doesn't that also cause a carbon footprint? You know, a woman's choice to choose abortion or not, that might sound great to many, but then, well, but who pays for it? You're going to actually use taxpayer money to pay for abortions when they feel it's a sin? How, you know, when you start to look at the logistics, it doesn't look as good, but people don't care because when they're on stage during a debate or they're making a speech, you know, it's all about their sound bites. So what we're seeing right now is how people need to be a little bit more careful about what they promise and show that they think it through. Because unfortunately, this is a disaster. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says people who received the Moderna coronavirus vaccine were more likely to experience mild side effects than those who received Pfizer's. The study, documenting episodes of injection site pain, fatigue, itching, and headaches, but did not include serious allergic reactions. About 74% of Moderna recipients reported side effects after the first shot. Just over 65% of Pfizer recipients reported side effects. After the second dose, 82% of Moderna recipients reported an adverse reaction, and over 68% of Pfizer recipients also saw a reaction. A key medical expert is taking the witness stand today in the Derek Chauvin trial. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd last summer. Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker testifying, as it was Baker who ruled Floyd's death a homicide. USA Radio News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is praising the late Prince Philip as a man who inspired the lives of countless young people.
Speaking on their golden wedding anniversary, Her Majesty said that our country owed her husband a greater debt than he would ever claim or we shall ever know.
Prince Philip dying at the age of 99. Facebook is going to explain humor to users by labeling posts.
Facebook has announced it's going to start labeling posts to make satire more obvious. The company is now adding new labels, such as satire page, to posts in Facebook's newsfeed. They're also going to clarify the origin of content as public official or fan page, according to Facebook. Last summer, Facebook began to apply labels to state-controlled media outlets to make it clear they may be under the influence of government. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as reported yesterday, North Carolina health officials had to stop administering Johnson & Johnson doses at a mass vaccination site in Raleigh and at clinics in Hillsborough and Chapel Hill after at least 26 people experienced adverse reactions, including fainting. 4 people had to be taken to the hospitals for further examination, and state and federal health officials are reviewing the matter. Now, the CDC had noted that reactions like fainting are not uncommon after somebody is vaccinated. They are reviewing reports of adverse reactions in North Carolina as well as 3 other states. All those taken to hospitals are expected to recover, so nobody died. But they said right now we are working with NCDHHS, or the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, the CDC, to further evaluate the situation to assure everyone is confident in the continued safety of our vaccine operations. Now, this is according to Kim McDonald, Medical Director of Wake County Human Services. Wake County had announced Thursday night that it stopped administering the Johnson & Johnson doses at PNC Arena after 18 of the more than 2,300 people vaccinated had experienced adverse reactions, including four who had to be taken to the hospital. So this decision to halt Johnson & Johnson vaccines at the PNC Arena was made with less than 2 hours of appointments left to be administered. People were at that were at the site were given Pfizer vaccines or allowed to reschedule their existing Johnson & Johnson appointments. Now, a pair of clinics in Hillsborough and Chapel Hill also elected to stop offering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They are also in the process of rescheduling 350 appointments for people who are set to receive their single dose on Friday. Now, this wasn't just North Carolina. In Colorado on Wednesday, 11 people had adverse reactions after receiving the Johnson & Johnson shot. Two of those individuals were taken to a hospital. Now, CDC spokeswoman Kristen Norland said it was aware of adverse reactions in some people who received the shots coming out of Iowa, Colorado, Georgia, and North Carolina. The reactions, they say, were dizziness, lightheadedness, feeling faint, and rapid breathing. So CDC is currently looking at it, but she says COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Many people don't have any side effects after COVID-19 vaccines, but some will have pain, swelling at the injection site, fever, chills, or a headache. They typically don't last long and are signs that your body is building protection. So, you know, the fainting or the vasovagal syncope, we sometimes call it, can happen because when somebody, I can't tell you how many times, when we would draw somebody's blood or give them a flu shot, they might faint, and it was at the thought of a needle or at the thought of having something injected into them, and we watch them, they're, you know, when we know that they're fine, that their blood pressure is fine, and they're not having any adverse, you know, reaction. I mean, you know, people faint many times during phlebotomy, and that's why, you know, many labs are equipped for people who might faint during a procedure. But in terms of having, you know, the need to go to a hospital, we do worry what could happen with the shot. Now, when I'm asked, you know, like what happened early on with Pfizer and Moderna, you know, what could be the component that's causing this? Anaphylaxis can come at any time. Anaphylaxis is a severe allergic reaction that could happen very quickly if it's to an ingredient in the vaccine. It wouldn't be so much to the mRNA, I don't believe, because if the mRNA has instructions and the body has to make the spike proteins, that's a multiple week process. So even though some people could experience anaphylaxis delayed to anything, whether it's a bee sting or pollen or whatever, when somebody does go into a severe allergic reaction, I believe then it might be an ingredient or something else triggering the immune system. But when you look at the numbers in terms of 2,300 getting the shot, 24 people needed to be evaluated, it's still overall looking safe. It's just people want to know what the heck happened. What were these adverse reactions? And fainting does happen. I mean, you know, the other thing too we're noticing is we've immediately, when we got the vaccine, we started vaccinating mass groups of people, and so it looked like there were tons of events happening. And so now that the Johnson & Johnson shot is coming out, all right, now we're trying to vaccinate thousands of people a day. So sometimes, unfortunately, we are going to see these cases where, all right, we're going to see more faintings, or we're going to see, you know, if there is supposed to be a 0.0001% chance that there's anaphylaxis, even though it wasn't reported with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised when you have a mass vaccination center that you're going to see something like that. You know, and people do faint. And then I can't say how many times I've been at a concert or whatever, and people would faint at a concert. People might faint because it's hot or humidity. But it is concerning, and I think the agency did correct to halt any more vaccines until somebody can figure out what the heck is going on. I think that's appropriate, and I know what kind of makes people nervous about the shot, but this is about transparency, this is about truth, this is about safety, and so, you know, if we can't chalk it up to, well, you know, these are people that are kind of freaking out, and, you know, or just kind of having a vasovagal response. You know, I told you I fainted once, and I'm not the type that you would think would faint. I'm not like that, oh, I can't hear this. You know, like in the movies, in the old movies, like Gone with the Wind, they'd be talking about the Civil War, and they're like, the lady leaves the room so nobody faints. You know, oh, somebody had to go to war. Oh, no. You know, and people would faint because they were overcome with emotion. All of a sudden, you just didn't see women faint anymore. Either movies overdid it, or maybe women evolved that quickly to not faint. But I was bowling, and I was just sitting there, everything was fine. And somebody said, Dahlia, you're up. So I stood up to bowl, and all of a sudden, I just drop. And my friend caught me. He caught me under each arm, and kind of by the boobies, but I didn't care because he caught me and I could have smashed my face. And he's gay, so it's totally fine. And he basically saved me from possibly cracking my head. And I was falling forward. I don't really remember falling forward, but I remember sweating afterwards, feeling a little lightheaded. And that was a vasovagal event. All I did, I had no alcohol. I was drinking a soda, bowling on a Saturday night, you know, with some kids from my religious group. And it was just my getting up quickly. So it can happen. I've seen men do it even more than women. It can happen. But we do have to make sure it's not vaccine related. Now, hitting the news this week has been a comparison of Moderna and Pfizer. And apparently, people who got the Moderna vaccine were more likely to report or say they had side effects than people who got the Pfizer BioNTech. So this study was published last week in JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, and the study analyzed reports collected through the CDC, a program called VSafe. It's a text message program designed to track side effects of vaccine recipients. And for the first week after each vaccine dose, people who enroll are kind of prompted to fill out a daily survey about any symptoms like fatigue, arm pain. So over 3.6 million people who got their first dose of COVID vaccine before February 21st enrolled in VSafe and checked in at least once. 70% of those people, they said, had some kind of injection site reaction, pain, swelling. Half had more of a generalized reaction like fatigue or chills. For both, people who got the Moderna shot were more likely to have a side effect. 73% had an injection site reaction compared with 65% of people who had a Pfizer-BioNTech dose. They said 51% of Moderna recipients had full body symptoms compared with 48% of people who got Pfizer. Not a big difference, but still a difference, but that's first dose. With second dose, they said the gap widened. About 1.4 million people completed the check-ins. Almost 82% of people getting their second Moderna shot had site pain versus 69% of Pfizer. 74% of people said they had general reactions with Moderna, 64% with Pfizer. Biggest difference was with chills, where 40% of Moderna people said they got chills, 22% of Pfizer. So we aren't looking at severe, severe side effects, but people seem to notice more issues with the Moderna. Based on that study, 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as the second week of the Derek Chauvin trial comes to a close, we hear from medical examiners who conducted the autopsy, even a pathologist who has testified. And a few medical experts have testified over the last 24 hours. A medical examiner who conducted the autopsy on George Floyd has taken the stand. And It is Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker. I believe he's still currently on the stand now, testifying. And he is testifying for the prosecution that George Floyd died of oxygen deprivation and not drugs, as the defense has suggested. The first witness to take the stand today was forensic pathologist Dr. Lindsay Thomas, testified for the prosecution, and she said that Floyd would not have died that day if he had not been restrained by the police, and explained that she was able to rule out a heart arrhythmia or fentanyl overdose as the cause of death. She said that the actions of the law enforcement officers resulted in Mr. Floyd's death. Specifically, those actions were subdual restraint and neck compression. Dr. Thomas said somebody who died of a heart arrhythmia would typically experience a sudden death. She's right about that. This is one of the things we were concerned about when we saw certain collapses of people. An arrhythmia puts somebody in an abnormal heart rhythm. However, not all arrhythmias cause somebody to die right away. There's people that can be in atrial fibrillation for a long time, and their symptom could be shortness of breath. So if somebody all of a sudden gets a heart arrhythmia, yes, they can die all of a sudden or drop or collapse all of a sudden, but we do see people who could be in a heart rhythm going, I'm having trouble breathing. And then the heart rhythm is found to be abnormal on an EKG, and they're still coherent and talking. And so she's right about the typical experience, but she described an example of somebody shoveling snow, clutching their chest, falling over quickly. That I see with a heart attack. She said there was nothing sudden about his death. So this was her testimony. She said she was able to use the video to rule out fentanyl overdose, during which somebody would typically become sleepy and their breathing would gradually slow. Thomas said she felt comfortable ruling out both of those causes of death. Now, mind you, we're being neutral. I mean, we're looking at testimony. Fentanyl overdoses could be complicated with methamphetamine on board. I don't know how much methamphetamine could have been on board, but a typical overdose of somebody falling asleep, not breathing, might have a different presentation while somebody is currently having a stimulant on board. So if I was in the witness chair, I would be a little careful about being absolute with that, because if he had the methamphetamine and then the methamphetamine started to wear off and he was overdosed with fentanyl and it started to take over, that on top of, a knee being on his knee and, yes, it could have all contributed. So there could have been a component to the narcotic and the rest. There could have been respiratory depression as a contributing factor. I don't know if I would feel comfortable by a video saying that, but I do, honor her expertise, but, I have seen people alive and awake with heart rhythms. And again, we still have the question on why was George Floyd saying he couldn't breathe in the cop car? And then why, if he couldn't breathe, was a knee put on his neck? I mean, he had made it known that he was having trouble breathing. What was going on? Was he going into an abnormal heart rhythm? Was he having some sort of heart failure? Why was he saying he couldn't breathe in the cop car, which is what prompted him to want to get out of the cop car? So we still need to medically explain what happened there. Right. Now, her testimony had come a day after another medical expert, Dr. Mark Tobin, had testified that Floyd had died from a low level of oxygen that damaged his brain, causing his heart to stop under the weight of the officers pinning him down. He was an emergency physician and forensic medicine specialist. Oh, I'm sorry. Emergency physician and forensic medicine specialist Dr. Bill Smock took to the stand Thursday and gave a similar opinion, saying Floyd died not of drug overdose, but because he had no air left in his body. Now, again, Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter, and he was seen in a very disturbing video that many of us have already seen, where he is kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9.5 minutes as Floyd is still saying he can't breathe, and then he seems to stop breathing, And he seems to go unconscious. So, you know, the jury is going to have to decide if this was deliberate, if this was murder, if this was manslaughter. Now, Chauvin has pleaded not guilty. The other three officers are charged with aiding and abetting. And the medical testimony is crucial here because, again, there was an autopsy report saying he died of cardiopulmonary arrest, complicating law enforcement, subdual restraint, and neck compression, with the manner of death being ruled a homicide. But this was not a legal determination of culpability or intent, so it's up to the jury to decide how much did Derek Chauvin engage and how much of a role did he have in Floyd's death. And again, as a physician, though people in law enforcement, many people are watching this as to why something like this would happen. But, you know, why would the other officers not intervene? Was it a protocol, or were they told to restrain him until the paramedics came? Did they not see what was going on? Was it retaliation? But, you know, me as a physician, it's tragic. It is so tragic. And it's, you know, our hearts and prayers are, you know, with those with George Floyd's family, and may he rest in peace. But I am concerned at moving forward. What do police do if somebody starts to have a medical event, right, in the back of their car, if they don't allow restraint? What do police do so that they don't do anything to accelerate a death? Police can't be expected to give medical aid all the time. You have firefighters trained. I mean, police, they are as, you know, overwhelmed with everything they have to do as it is. You know, do police need to be medically trained? When George Floyd said in the car that he couldn't breathe, and then he was thrashing around, you know, as a physician, I'd be like, well, we got to get him oxygen. But if he's not going to sit and take the oxygen, then how do you administer oxygen? And some police forces some police departments are contemplating chemical restraint where you can inject somebody so they don't thrash. But again, if, let's say, they had done that, would George Floyd have died anyway? If he was having a medical event, an abnormal heart rhythm, or some sort of heart failure, or something going on prior to the restraint, they give him a chemical restraint, could he have stopped breathing? You know, was there narcotics on board? Well, there was, apparently, in his system, but was he possibly at risk for overdose? The methamphetamine kept him from overdosing. Once the methamphetamine wears off, was he starting to decompensate, go into respiratory depression, then not having full airway with the knee compression, died. And the police is a, you know, it's not like the TV where somebody is robbing a bank, they're running, you stop them, you cuff them. You have people with medical issues. You have people with drugs on board during the arrest. It's a very complicated situation. And unfortunately, it looks like there's lots of ways that police could unfortunately accelerate, even unwittingly, a person's demise if they don't have medical training. So does this mean police need medical training as well? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.